Hi, and welcome to this demo that I've been meaning to do for a very long time, since I've been changing SIM cards between different iPhones that I have owned or loaned over the last decade or so. And I thought sitting here today, when I was switching between my loan iPhone 11 and my iPhone SE 2020, that I've actually never done a podcast, as far as I know, on how to change a SIM card in an iPhone. And when I was doing a bit of a test today before this demo, I suddenly realized that the way you put a SIM card in an iPhone is actually not consistent to some extent, because the way you put the little cutout on the SIM card can be either on the left or the right. When you put it, of course, in the appropriate way into a SIM tray, in this case, either in the iPhone 11 or the iPhone SE 2020. So, first of all, let me start with the iPhone 11 here. I've currently got these phones turned off because we don't need them on. The SIM tray on the iPhone 11 is down towards the bottom on the right-hand side of the iPhone. And coming from the bottom right-hand side of the phone and coming up a little bit, you'll notice a little hole. So I'm going to stick my little SIM ejection tool in the hole and I push down, and that pops out the little SIM tray slightly, and I just grab it between my index finger and thumb and pull it out. Now, when you're holding the SIM tray and you're going to put the SIM card, which is the nano SIM, into the SIM tray, have it in the same orientation as you took it out of the actual iPhone, in this case the iPhone 11, and that's with the long edge that you've just used to stick your ejection tool into to push it out. That's on your right-hand side. On the iPhone 11, which is actually opposite to the iPhone SE, if you feel the cutout notch on your nano SIM, that needs to be on the right-hand side towards the top, and then that will quite nicely lay into the tray, which I've just done now. So as I'm holding it in my hand, I've got the long top of the SIM tray pointing out to the right. So the cutout is at the top right-hand side, if you like, closest to that long top edge pointing out of the SIM tray. And then I just grab my iPhone 11 here and put the SIM tray in with the SIM card in it, push it down, and then I've done my SIM card for the iPhone 11. Now, as I said, it's the opposite way to put the SIM card in for the iPhone SE 2020, just to be different. So if I stick my SIM ejection tool in again and pop the SIM tray out, this is of course with the iPhone 11, and pull out the SIM tray, take off the SIM card out of the tray, pop the SIM tray back in, grab my iPhone SE 2020, and then the iPhone SE 2020, the SIM tray is closer to the power button on the right-hand side. So on the iPhone 11, it was down towards the bottom. On the iPhone SE 2020, as I said, it's just below the power button. So again, I'm going to come up from the bottom on the right-hand side, find the hole on the SIM tray, push my little ejection tool in, SIM tray pops out, take it out with my thumb and index finger, and then grab my little nano SIM here. Now, remember when I said on the iPhone 11, the cutout on the SIM card is the top right-hand side? Well, when you put it in the iPhone SE 2020, the cutout is on the top left-hand side. So I'm going to do that now. I'm going to rotate it around and I'm going to lay it on the SIM tray. And now it's in. So what I've now got is the top long edge facing away on the right-hand side. So the cutout in this case with the iPhone SE 2020 is on the short edge on the left-hand side as you push it into the iPhone SE 2020. I'm going to pop it in now into the slot. And there we go. We're ready to go again. So just be aware of that it seems, and I haven't tried this on my iPhone 8, but apparently not all iPhones are equal. So you may need to do a bit of experimenting depending on what iPhone you've currently got, depending on, of course, which way the SIM card goes in. But on the iPhone 11, the cutout is on the top right-hand side, and on the iPhone SE 2020, like I just said, it's on the top left-hand side. As I say in all my podcasts, thanks for listening and bye for now.